Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second, the right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third, the right fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Scott Thompson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Lasky. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Lasky. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Heap goes all the way around to score. Strawberry moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Gladden moves to third. Baker moves to second. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly takes first base on ball four. Gladden scores. Baker moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Santana reaches second base with a double. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santana scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-1 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky strikes out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gladden bunts towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Santana is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Fitzgerald reaches second base with a double. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Darling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Brenly hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lasky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards third. Youngblood picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Youngblood. Hernandez moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Brenly and he is out, LeMaster applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman misplays the ball. That's an error on Backman. Al Oliver pinch hits for Bill Lasky. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. LeMaster steals second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Williams now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Baker reaches second base with a double. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a pop-up towards short. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ron Darling. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Kelvin Chapman pinch runs for Ron Hodges. Bob Lacey now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. Backman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo catches it and throws to first to double up Chapman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Gardner now pitching. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strawberry. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Gene Richards pinch hits for Bob Lacey. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to third. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. LeMaster scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Trillo reaches second base with a double. Gladden goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 3, Giants, 3. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Davis reaches second base with a double. Trillo scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Ed Lynch now pitching. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard now playing left field. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Heap moves to second. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heap moves to third. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heap scores. It's 5-4, Giants. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Rafael Santana. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Foster scores. Brooks moves to second. It's Mets, 5, Giants, 5. Ron Gardenhire pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire now playing shortstop. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Randy Lurch now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-4 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Danny Heap. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Backman steals second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to home to get Backman. Martin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Strawberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Martin now playing right field. Brent Gaff now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden bunts towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Backman covering, for the out. Leonard moves to second. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Leonard moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leonard tags and scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.